the students here are all stranded and there are no cars. Everyone is running for his life. Currently, as I'm speaking to you, currently, there were gunshots around. Everyone is scared. From the way I'm recording, I can't go far. Because at the gate of the university, if they saw you recording, they will just come and finish you off. Currently, now, we line up queue. They will take your name, your passport number. They said they are looking for cars around. You know the town is not safe. So if they find the cars, buses, when they bring them here, they said tomorrow, inshallah, they will take everyone out. They will evacuate anybody. We have hope. Yeah, we have hope. The only Africans left here, and the majority of them are Nigerians. They said everybody should come here and rest and take cover inside the International University of Africa. But those of US and France, they all evacuated their citizens 3 days ago. Egyptians, the Turkish, and the Syrians, they all left 3 days ago. A lot of them, Asians, those Asian countries, they already pick up their students and all their diplomats. Some are in the hostel, some are in the mosque, while some just look for shelter, backup place where they will cover up their heads. And now, even if you have the money, there is no place that you can go and buy food. Canteens are closed, filling stations are closed. The oil price is getting high. It costs like $100. After an hour, they said the price is $200. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We are calling on those agencies and the government that are responsible for the students of each nationality, that they should redouble their effort. They should redouble their effort to evacuate the people, because people are scared, people are hungry, people are thirsty. You understand?